Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, let the sound of worship be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good, y'all. Raise it, raise it.
You provide the spirit.
I will.
so cancer responds, I gotta run over. So my family responds, I gotta run over. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. Come on. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run. Oh, I wanna run over.
Oh, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. Thank you. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Yes. Come on, sing.
I lift my hand in total adoration unto you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne, for you are God.
Grateful,
I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
Wrap me in your arms. You are my shelter from the storm.
Just want to tell you,
Lord, I love
you.
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning. Good morning. First of all, to God who's ahead of my life, welcome, welcome, welcome to World Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday. I am super excited. My cousin, my spiritual partner, my prayer warrior will be on today at 8:30. Get your pen and paper ready, get your Bibles, and get ready to hear a word from God specifically for you. The scripture this morning is Acts 2 and 38. The scripture this morning is Acts 2 and 38. Peter said to them, "Each one of you must turn away from your sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins will be forgiven and you will receive God's gift, the Holy Spirit." Again, Acts 2 and 38. Peter said to them, "Each one of you must turn away from your sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins will be forgiven and you will receive God's gift, the Holy Spirit." Father God, we ask you to come on the show this morning. Have your way. Speak through your servant, Lord. Less of her and more of you. Let her decrease and increase in you, and deliver the word specifically for your people and for them to be able to understand and know that it's time to complete surrender to you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Definitely want to give a shout-out to all the countries that's listening in. The Netherlands, Jamaica, Portugal, Ireland, India, South Korea, Japan, Paris, the United Kingdom, Mexico, Russia, Bulgaria, Germany, Hong Kong, China, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Kenya, Nigeria, Ghana, Brazil, Canada, and of course, the United States. Thank you guys for tuning in. Apostle and I appreciate the support. Know that we're here on this side of the globe praying for you. You're not by yourself. So much has happened in these last few weeks that has been mind-blowing. And it should make you understand that God is on his way back. It's time for you to completely surrender and sell out to him. The enemy is moving. Remember, hail in Lord daily. You tried it your way. And what has it got you? Literally nowhere. Now I'm telling you, try Jesus' way, and I guarantee it'll get better day by day. Now I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Absolutely not. That's why when you wake up, you first say, "Thank you, God, for still being on the side of the world, upside of the ground, above the ground, not beneath. You're still in the land of the living." He gave you one more day for you to choose which way you're going to go, to the right or to the left. You rode the fence for so long, it's time for you to get off that fence and learn what your knees can do for you in prayer. Now, we all lived on Mima and Mama, Medea, Granny prayers for a long time. Now it's time for you to establish a relationship for yourself. Talk to the Father for yourself. He loved the intimate time with you. I say this all the time. You don't have to know all 66 books of the Bible. You don't have to speak in tongues. You don't have to talk in a certain way to talk to God. He just wants your sincere heart. That's all. You can just say, "God, here I am. I need you." He hears you. He never left you. He never forsake you. He's always been right there with you. You just choose to do something else. We've all been there. I'm not perfect. I can only talk about Kashima. But what I can tell you is about a man named Jesus. My God, he can change your life. I'm telling you, just give him a try, and it will get right in order once you give him a try. Just hold on to his loving hand. I know it gets weary. I know you're having a rough time, and it's up and down and up and down. But hold on. Don't let go. It will get better. I guarantee it. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be back.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you encourage. Let him know that you encourage. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
No matter what's going on,
oh, you will
make it all
But God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. The test of your faith. So stand strong and dry your weeping eyes. But joy comes in the morning and everything is gonna be alright.
Welcome back. Remember, be encouraged. Like I just said, I know the storm has got you wondering what to do, but I'm telling you, try Jesus. Try him. I'm not going to say things will change overnight, step by step. It's almost like Alcoholics Anonymous. You got to take one day at a time, but just surrender to him. Try him. Spend out that one-on-one time with him. Remember, he loved that one-on-one time with you. You don't have to be perfect. You know, again, you don't have to know all 66 books of the Bible. But he knows your heart. It's time for you to let go. You did everything your way. You tried it. But you can't ride the fence. I say that all the time. and try to preach and go to God just when you need him. Don't use him. Why would you use him? Someone that loved you, that gave his life for you. Be like the one with the issue about touch the hem of his garment. For me, I'm getting on his hip. I'm going where he go. You can laugh. I care less of what you think about Kashima. Kashima's trying to save her soul. So she can hear those words, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's what I want to hear. I want my castle. I'm not saying mansion. I say castle because I'm just that special to the Lord. So try him. If you don't know how to talk to him, reach out to us. We'll help you whatever we need to do to help you to get closer to God. You can reach us at 832-519-7646. If you need us to pray with you, you need us to pray for you, or you just need to talk, you're not alone. Remember, the first thing you do when you wake up is say, thank you, Lord, I'm still here. And then the second thing you do, you put your helmet of salvation on to cover your mind. Because the enemy is crafty. He knows once he attacks your mind and gets you weary that he would throw you off track. He already knows what you're capable of once you surrender to God. You don't think he knows? Yeah, he knows. He was once an angel too, remember? He know the word. Don't think he don't know the word. I say this all the time. Nobody's untouchable. Bishops, apostles, pastors, evangelists, ministers, missionaries, deacons. Nobody's untouchable. Somebody's been through something. If they say they haven't, I just have to leave that there. Nobody's perfect. Remember, this is a no judgment zone. I don't care about what you did last night or this morning. I just want you to surrender to God to get your life right. Because your family could be dependent on you. You could be that very person that your family is dependent on for you to break generation curses. You can be the very one. It's time to take a stand. I'm breaking generation curses in my family. I can't speak about you, but I can speak about Kashima. My children would not go through what myself and my past ancestors would go through. My grandchildren would not go through what they went through. I'm leaving a legacy for my children, grandchildren, and their seed. I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a daughter of a king, and I wear that crown proudly. And if you don't understand it, I'm sorry. But I can help you get to know him. People come on here to help you understand that you're not in this fight by yourself, that once you try Jesus, it'll get better. Again, I'm not saying it'll happen quickly. From Genesis to Revelation, it does not say it would be easy, but it does say having faith size of mustard seed can move a mountain. Stop looking through your eyes. I say this all the time. Look through your spiritual eyes. Close your eyes and ask God to show you and guide you in the direction and connect you who you need to be connected to. Ask him to show the heart of the person before you waste your all on them. I waste enough all on unwanted, necessary people. I carried enough of bags. I was Erica Badu, a long time bag lady. But those bags have been released. Kashima is here and coming through. Covered, anointed, and ain't playing no games. Spiritually or physically, I am who I am, who God called me to be, not who you think I should be. Once you get that mindset and hold your head up and stick your chest out, you'll be unstoppable. Remember, the sky is unlimited. Don't limit yourself. I'm not going to prolong the time. The woman of God is on. I'm getting ready to connect her in. Get your pens and paper together. I'm going to introduce to some that don't know the phenomenal woman of God, and others already know who she is. But if you don't, that's okay. Remember, you can call in at 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. Get ready to eat because it's a shift. And we need to get in order to make things right. Good morning, Prophetess Hayes. Good morning, woman of God. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. First and foremost, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Loud and clear.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Good morning.
Well, the floor
good
is
morning,
the floor is yours. The floor is yours. The floor is yours. You know there's no protocol. Let the Lord use you like I know he always have done. I'm going to go on mute because I know I'm going to be shouting on this side. You know your cousin's a little loud. So I'm going to go on mute. And I'm excited for this word this morning.
Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. First and foremost, giving honor to God. Giving honor to our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Giving honor to our Heavenly Father in heaven. Also giving honor to my apostles who have granted me that, you know, in agreement with our Father in heaven to be able to go forth and plow. Giving honor to my husband in his absence. Hopefully he's called in and tuned in. And also giving honor to the great apostles and pastors that God has given this vision to, Apostle and Pastor Douglas. I love y'all so much, and I just bless God on today. And I'm just going to go forth in obedience and share what Holy Spirit has revealed. As we all know that we're living in times of where there's an increase of darkness and chaos, confusion is breaking forth, wars, rumors of wars. We're pretty much living in a time where we see biblical things transpiring right before our eyes. We're living in a time where we probably, as a people, would have never thought to live out in our lifetime at all. Well, we know that so much has happened to us throughout history. We know that so much has transpired to the human race as a whole. So much unfathomable things have taken place. But today, to just be living in the most tumultuous times and just right before our eyes, we're literally walking in the midst of some things we probably would have never imagined as a human race to experience in our lifetime. I don't know about y'all, but I know I didn't imagine living like this. But to God be the glory and to the God of all grace. And in the midst of all of this, I just come to bring encouragement. It seems as if now we're in a time where encouragement have to go forth in all wisdom and all honesty and all grace of God. And we're in a time where what I like to always say, this is the most opportune time in the world to be making the light of the Lord great, to be making the name of the Lord great, to be exemplifying the power of Jesus Christ, to be magnifying the power of Jesus Christ, even though to the world, it looked like the most trying times, the most pressing times, the most heartbreaking times. In the eyes and the opportunity of Christ, this is actually one of the most greatest times to be living out in the earth realm for the church, for the people in the body of Christ, for the believers, for those who have faith in God to believe that God is still on the throne and that nothing has caught him off guard. This is one of the most opportune times in the world to allow our lights to shine in the world. This is the most opportune time in the world to see the power of God magnified and at work. This is the most opportune time for soul winning and to bring others into the soul salvation and the saving grace of Christ. This is the most opportune time. But I come today to raise an encouragement because in the midst of all of this, in the midst of all that's transpiring, in the midst of some frustrating days, in the midst of some dark hours, God gave me a reminder, and I wanted to pour it into everyone else, and I pray that it flows with you even after this call, even after this moment, after this day. God reminded me to maintain, in the midst of all this, make sure we strive to maintain our integrity. God began revealing to me in my prayer and in my studies that we are now in a time stamp where the enemy is fighting to make us lose our integrity. The enemy is fighting to make us cause a default in our integral portion of our character. The enemy is fighting to make us withdraw from a posture of righteousness before the Lord. The enemy is fighting to make us depart from a posture of walking upright before the Lord. I begin hearing Holy Spirit reveal, maintain holding on to your integrity. Hold fast to your integrity because the enemy is really throwing blows. He's fighting to try to make the people in the body of Christ question their integrity. And what does that word integrity mean? It means completeness. It means to walk upright. It means righteous. It means to be honorable and honest. It means being whole and undivided. And in the midst of undivided, the word undivided means it can't be split in half, and it also represents unity. We have got to come to a place to maintain our posture of wholeness and maintain oneness and unity in spite of. We have got to develop a united front in the process of everything that is going on. God reminded me by way of Holy Spirit, make sure we maintain holding on to our integrity, holding on to our completeness, holding on to our moral uprightness and being honorable and righteous before God. If the enemy try to make us falter at anything else, make sure we strive to hold on to that very thing. See, when I first prepared to bring forth the word on here, because I know today is Women's Day Thursday, and the flyer said Proverbs 31. God gave me a scripture immediately. I began looking at Proverbs 31 because I saw it on the flyer, and the scripture that I pulled from Proverbs 31 even flows with the word that God gave me, hold fast to your integrity. We have got to hold fast to our integrity, which is the encouragement on today. I came to bring great encouragement because many of us are getting disheartened and discouraged, and what's transpiring right before our eyes is causing a shift to our faith, and is making us question some things concerning God. Is making us seem as if we don't remember that God is a God who sits on a throne all by himself and nothing catches him off guard. We've gotten to a place to where we're starting to think that God don't know what he's doing, when all in all he holds this world in his hand. Matter of fact, not just hold the world in his hand, but the Bible says that heaven is the home of our Father, but the earth is his footstool. Everything is under the feet of God, which means he can see all things concerning this whole earth with a God's eye view. This earth is like a marble in the eyes of God, and he can see every single thing going on at one place, one time, whether it's dark or whether it's daylight. He can see it all, everything God can see under the eye view of God. But he gave me the scripture, and I began reading it, Proverbs 31:10, a wife of noble character, she is far more precious than rubies. And I know this is, like I said, Women's Day Thursday, and I know that scripture said a wife of noble character. That word noble character, and when I found out it, there's no specific gender in the realm of the spirit. There's no specific gender in the realm of the spirit, so this scripture can equate to male and female in this moment if we resonated in our spirit. It says of noble character. That word noble means strength, might, efficiency, wealth. It means force. It means army. And my revelation is a force to be reckoned with. When you carry a noble character, you're dealing within the aspects of your integrity. And when you're dealing with the aspect of your integrity, you're shown honorable. A person of noble character carries great honor. And this it explains with integrity that we're to maintain carrying our honor. We're to maintain walking with a noble character, making sure, like I said, that we are finding ourselves upright in the midst of everything that's transpiring and going on around us today. God wants us to hold fast to our character and our integrity. He wants us to hold fast to that posture of walking upright before him. He wants us to hold fast and not falter, and not falter. I know the things that we experience in this world today, it don't look good and it don't feel good. And even in our personal lives, the enemy is even throwing darts in our personal lives, trying to get us to question if God is really at work on our behalf, trying to get us to question whether we should continue to press forward, believing God is going to do what he said he's going to do and fulfill promises in our personal lives. But I come to encourage you to continue to hold fast to your integrity. Continue to walk in those ways of righteousness. Continue to walk up upright in your faith. Do not allow your faith to be shaken in this. As I was continuing to study and prepare for this, God even brought me back to Genesis chapter 7 about the great flood concerning Noah. As many of us that may know or even may not know, who is Noah? Noah was a man that God considered and handpicked to build this ark because God was preparing to bring an end to all the wickedness in the earth realm during his time frame. God was preparing to bring a judgment over the entire earth during the time frame of Noah. And what God did is he found Noah. He looked at the condition of Noah's heart. How do I know that? Because if you read Genesis chapter 7, verse 1, it says, "The Lord said to Noah, go in the ark, you and all your family, because I have found you righteous in this generation." And remember, I just said concerning integrity, that word integrity, it means to be upright. It means to be righteous. And when you're counted upright and righteous in the eyes of God, that means that God has found you in a state, in a condition of honor. He told Noah, go inside the ark, you and all your family, because I found you righteous in this generation. And it looks as if we're living in a time in these generations where wickedness is rising, darkness is rising, people are not or don't even care to live to serve the Lord. Just as in the days of Noah, they didn't even care. They didn't care to live to serve the Lord. God rose up Noah to be the voice in that generation to prepare them and to convince them to repent, preaching messages of repentance to try to convince the people to turn their hearts so that they can be saved, so that they can be back in a place of righteousness. And just like today, God is raising up voices, including myself, to be a voice of reason for these people in these generations, in these different nations, to try to convince them to turn their hearts back to him and to prepare them for an even greater judgment because of what's transpiring in the earth. So God rose him up and he said, I found you righteous. The condition of your heart is righteous. Even in the midst of everything that was going on, you have still postured yourself to not allow your integrity to be affected, to not allow your integrity to be attacked. You have postured yourself. And because of that, not only will I protect you, I'm going to protect your family. Because the ark, the word ark, is a representation of the protection in the presence of the Lord. The ark was built to accommodate a protection, a safety net, a protection shield from the destruction of the Lord, or from the works of the wickedness. It was a protection shield to a security. It was a vessel of security for those that were found righteous. So God is saying, even now, may you be found righteous. Maintain your posture of your integrity of uprightness and righteousness, because in this time, it is your righteousness that is going to cause you to be found in the safety of the Lord. It is your righteousness that is going to cause you access to be upheld in the presence of the Lord. I believe somewhere in Psalm, I want to say 41, but somewhere in the book of Psalm, it says that our righteousness keep us upheld in the presence of the Lord. It upholds us in the presence of the Lord forever. To be found righteousness guarantees us a security and a protection in the presence of the Lord, not only in the momentary time of discomfort in our lives, or in the momentary time of darkness that prevails, not only in our lives but in the earth, but it keeps us and upholds us in the presence of the Lord forever. For it is such a joy to be counted upright and to be found upright. He told Noah, I found you righteous in this generation. How will you today allow yourself to be found in the presence of the Lord? He said, I found you righteous. I searched your heart. Your posture has been maintained upright before me, and it counted you worthy enough to be secured and solidified in my protection and my safety, regardless of what's going on in the earth realm, regardless of what the enemy try to bring in your life. As long as you maintain a posture of walking upright in humility before me, I will secure you. I will maintain making sure you are safe because of your ability to keep your integrity intact, even in the midst of a trying time where the enemy is trying to make you lose your foothold to your access to my eternal glory. I will protect you because you have maintained keeping your integrity intact in a time where the enemy is trying to knock you out of a place of being secure in me. I'm going to protect you. So maintain your integrity. Hold fast to it. How do we maintain our integrity? How does that look? What does that seem like? What does it feel like? How do I achieve it? How do I activate it and keep it, Letha? I mean, you keep saying it, and it sounds good, but how do I do that? Where do I put in the works to do that? It starts with, first and foremost, repenting. Repenting. The word repent, I say this all the time. It means to turn away from those things or those works that are not pleasing to our Father in heaven. It is not pleasing to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who sits on the right-hand side of the throne. How do we maintain and activate and keep our integrity? Getting into a place of repentance. Because one thing I found out, that in this life we are not a perfect people, and there are going to be times where we mess up and fall in our walk, in our relationship with God. But the Bible says that a good man, he falls seven times. A righteous man falls seven times, but he gets back up. And it's in the getting back up that helps us. But in order to get back up, we have to come to a place of humility and repent, to turn away from those things, confess them before our Lord, turn away from them, and never do them again. And then make it our business to strive on our path of righteousness, to live upright and to walk upright in our integrity. And then we have to get to a place of making it our business to maintain an active prayer life daily. The word prayer, it is a twofold word. It means to actively communicate with God and to be open enough to allow him to speak back to us. But we have got to increase our posture in prayer. It is by way of our prayer life that is going to keep us in the presence of the Lord, that is going to keep us hearing the Lord. It's going to keep us. It is a primary requirement from our Father in heaven. How do I know? Because even in the midst of all of this wickedness that's going on, God gave us a solution. According to, I believe, 2 Chronicles 7, chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, one of our famous scriptures that's always being quoted, sometimes even cliched, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, wicked, evil ways, blatant, rebellious ways. See, God loves us so much, even when it gets to a point to where we're committing a wickedness, he still want to give us a way out. Even though the Bible says the wicked are going to be blown away in the wind like chaff, the wicked will see their utter destruction, he's still giving them an opportunity to repent. He's giving us an opportunity to repent. We have to humble ourselves, turn from our wicked ways. And then it says, seek his face and pray. And pray, and pray. That is the antidote to what God is wanting us to do in this time. He said if we pray and seek his face, it'll cause him to hear from heaven, to even heal the land. It is in the posture of humility and repentance and praying. Because when we repent and pray, then it gets us back in our right position, which makes us righteous. Because in the praying and repentance, it brings about a cleansing and a purification in the presence of the Lord. We have to be found pure before the Lord. God is so holy that he will not even allow sin to even be in his presence. As a matter of fact, sin is considered a stench to his nostril. He don't even like the smell of sin. He don't like the look of sin, the sound of sin. And in order to be counted righteous, we have to fix our hearts to repent. Not only do we repent just one time, repentance in this day and age, it has to become a lifestyle. I don't care if I haven't done any, if I feel like I didn't do anything wrong, I don't care. I get up and I repent daily. I want to make sure my heart is clean before God. I want to make sure that my heart and the sin that I may have committed, even unknown, is purged from me so that I can be found upright before God. Why? Because it is the connection link to maintaining my posture of integrity before God. It is the connection link of maintaining my posture of walking in a place of purity before God. Only through my repentance, only through seeking my Father, only through prayer, only through worship and fasting, that is two other ways found upright before God. Not just every other day, not just once a week. Many of us think that we can just do it once or twice a week, and that's going to hold us over for the next few days until the following Sunday. No, we have to maintain doing it every single day, every day. As long as we're breathing and we wake up in this earth realm and we're found amongst the land of the living, is an opportunity for us to make sure that our righteousness before God is restored unto us and even before him. Why? How, like I said, how do I activate? Well, what I found out about the word integrity as well is going to blow our minds on today. Because as I went deeper into my studies, I found out the word integrity, the biblical meaning, even though it also means to be upright, it means to be honorable before God. Did you know that that word integrity also is a piece that is found in the breastplate of the high priest? So in order, another way to activate my integrity is by putting on the breastplate of righteousness. That very breastplate that's talked about in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14, it says, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth in heaven on the breastplate of righteousness. When I saw that, I must have had a whole Holy Ghost shout, like, Lord, are you serious? Integrity is a piece found in the breastplate of the high priest. When you put on the breastplate of righteousness, which means to walk upright before God, you're also putting on and securing your integrity. You are securing your integrity. Your integrity is founded on putting on that breastplate of righteousness spiritually. In the it is a piece that is found in utilizing as a weapon of your warfare. We've always been trained and taught to put on the full armor of God, and we found out and we were trained that the breastplate of righteousness is a defensive weapon to protect us. But what I found out is that it's also an offensive strategy and weapon of our warfare as well. It's more than just to defend us from when the enemy try to come against us and try to knock us down and try to make us fall away and waver in our faith and make us question God. But when we wear that breastplate of righteousness, we can grab a hold to it. We can do a self-check. We can look at that piece that's in it that's called our integrity, and it sets us back in place with God to keep us pressing forward. When we look at that breastplate of righteousness, it gives us the ability to, it quickens us and strengthens us. It gives us the ability to grab a hold of that very thing that I said earlier about noble character. It strengthens us because that word noble means strength. When we put on that breastplate of righteousness, not only are we raising up a defense to protect us from the works of the enemy and his fiery darts, but we're also wearing it as an offense to show us that we are securing, we are being secured. Our integrity is what secures us during our warfare with the enemy. Our integrity, that peace in the breastplate. And what I love about it said of the priest, the Bible says that we're counted as a royal priesthood in a chosen generation. We're counted as that when we make up our mindset to continue on and be believers in the body of Christ, when we make up our mindset to be counted as the bride of Christ. It is a part of what God grants to us freely just by calling upon the name of the Lord so that we could be saved. It's our integrity. It keeps us held up in the presence of the Lord, as I stated. So I raise encouragement on today that we should maintain, because the Bible also said that there was going to be a day, according to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. It says, now the Spirit speaketh. The Spirit speaketh expressly that the latter times, many shall depart from the faith. The Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times that many would depart from the faith, that there was going to be a great departure. So the enemy is out to fight us so heavy to cause us to want to depart. What I found out about that word depart is not only does it mean to turn away from or to walk away from the faith, that word depart also means to excite a revolt against God. It means to excite a revolt. The word revolt means rebellion. It means to rise up and to excite a rebellion against God. It means to draw away from. It means to intentionally try to come against and raise in opposition or armed opposition. It means to intentionally. The word revolt means to intentionally try to attempt to put an end to a greater authority. Oh, how unwise and ignorant it is to think that we can try to put an end to the reign of the true sovereign God over our lives, over our livelihood, over earth creation, over everything considering our well-being. Oh, how ignorant it is to think that we as a people can rise up and try to bring an end. See, this is the very thing that happens to the enemy, that happens to Satan, that happens to the devil. He caused a revolt in heaven. He literally thought that he can put an end to the governing authorities of heaven, which is our Father, Abba, Yahweh, the all-supreme being, the all-true and living God. He thought, somewhere in his mind, thought that he can raise a revolt in heaven and put an end to the reign of God. And we all know how that turned out. He ended up getting kicked out and causing a third of angels to fall. And the Bible is saying this even now, that the Spirit speak expressly, that in the latter times there was going to be a departure from the faith, that he was going to cause many to rise up in rebellion to try to bring, he was going to excite a rebellion. He was going to stir up the people, those who are literally willfully ignorant, to try to put an end to the authority of God in the earth realm. And look at what we see is transpiring even now. People are literally willfully, ignorantly trying to put an end to the authority of God in the earth realm. Matter of fact, they've been trying for years, for decades now, trying to put an end to the authority of God in the school systems, try to put an end to the authority of God in the entertainment systems, even try to put an end to the authority of God in our day-to-day lives. But the devil is a lie, and we serve notice to him today that no matter how far-fetched he thinks he's going, no matter how it may look as if darkness is prevalent now, there will never be an end. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Even the Bible says that to the kingdom of God that there shall be no end. That we serve a God who has allowed his only begotten Son to die, to hang, to bleed, to be beaten and bruised for our transgression, and then raised again 3 days later into the eternal presence on the right-hand side of his throne, so that to his kingdom there will never be an end. So it is just ridiculously ignorant of the enemy to even think that he could keep trying. It said that he would blatantly cause this to happen, that many would depart, turn away, to fall victim to this rebellion, to try to bring an end to God. And we see that transpiring. And because of that, I encourage you to just continue to hold on to your integrity. Continue to hold on to your righteousness, because at the end of the day, regardless of everything the enemy try to make us believe or try to cause us to think that is transpiring day in and day out to try to make us believe that there may be failures being presented in our personal lives, in our communities, in our nation, there is still a God who sits on a throne that will forever win, that will forever be victorious, that will forever overthrow the schemes and the tactics of the enemy, that will forever defeat everything that he has in motion concerning us. I came to encourage you today to hold fast to your integrity. Do not lose heart, because at the end of the day, we have a Savior who will always show up and show out on our behalf. We have a Holy Spirit that was left with us to continue to lead and guide us into all truth. And the truth of the matter is, yeah, there's going to be times that feel like we want to throw in the towel. The truth of the matter is, yeah, there's going to be times we feel like we want to give up all hope. The truth of the matter is, yeah, there's going to be times we're going to question our faith in God. The truth of the matter is, there's going to be times we may end up questioning God. But the overall truth of the matter is, none of it will equate to the fact that God still desires to fulfill his promises in our life. None of it is going to equate to the fact that God still desires to bring victory over our circumstances. None of that equates to the fact that God still desires to make sure we live life and we live it more abundantly according to the words our Savior Jesus Christ came and spoke to us. He said the enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy, but he come that we have life and have it more abundantly. It is a guaranteed access to us if we maintain keeping our heart posture in check. The enemy don't want us to walk in uprightness before God. He know that if we lose our heart posture before God, then everything else will fail around us. Then we'll come subjected to any lie, any seducing spirit, any doctrine of any devil, because that's another part of that scripture said that there will be a falling away of the faith and that many will go after seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. The enemy will cause many to believe a lie, and in order for us to maintain fighting against that and to stand firm against that, because even in our ability to stand firm, there'll be times we won't have to fight. The Lord will fight on our behalf, just as he said in his word. All we need to do is just be still, and he will fight on our behalf. But in that stillness, we have to grab a hold to the breastplate of righteousness that he's granted us access to when he told us to put on the full armor of God to protect us against the wiles of the enemy day in and day out. When we grab a hold to that breastplate of righteousness, we're grabbing a hold to making sure that we are being secured in our integrity, and we're making sure that we're being secured to be found honorable before our God. Just as Noah, will you be the one found righteous in this generation? Will you be the one found righteous? Because what I found out in studying the Bible in the book of Proverbs chapter 11, that whole chapter, read about it, because it talks about how the city rejoices when the righteous thrive. It talks about that when we're walking upright and when the righteous succeed, then a city is built up through the ways of the righteousness, but it's destroyed through the ways of wickedness. How do I know? Because if we go back to Sodom and Gomorrah, when we go back to looking at their destruction, God, Abraham begged God and tried to intercede and ask God to spare the cities. But God said, if you can find one righteous man, if you can find two, if you can find 10, if you can find 20 or 30 of them, if you can find them, then I spare the city, because it is by way of the righteousness that the cities can be spared. It is by way of righteousness that our communities can be spared. It is by the way of our righteousness that everything connected to us can be spared. How do I know? Go back to Noah. Remember, he said, I found you righteousness. So not only do you walk in the ark, your family and everybody connected to you get in the ark, come into my protection. Because of your integrity, I'm going to protect everybody connected to you. Because of your integrity, I'm going to ensure that you're found upheld in my presence all the days of your life, because of your willingness to maintain your posture, even when it looks as if gross darkness is growing all around us. Are you willing to still stand firm in your posture before God? Are you willing to still stand firm in your righteousness? Are you willing to continue to tarry in your repentance? I don't care if it looked like you've had a perfect day or you did everything perfect. Are you willing to still maintain your humility? Because it is your humility that gives you a foothold to your connection to our Father in heaven. It is in your humility. He said, humble yourselves under the mighty hand. And when a person who walks in integrity and carry noble character, they carry a sign of humility. It is that in the integrity, they carry a sign that makes them stay in the presence of the Lord. That sign is their integrity. The sign is through their integrity. Encourage you today. Hold fast to your integrity. In Jesus' name, I just want to end this with a prayer and seal it in the blood of Jesus. I thank y'all for tuning in and giving ear. I pray that something has been said. I pray that something has been released. I pray that something has been spoken to quicken your spirit back into a place of still holding on to God. I like to say in our millennial terms, because I'm a millennial, do not let the enemy trick you out of your spot. Don't allow the devil to trick you out of your spot. He is one of the most ancient, deceptive beings that has been on the face of this earth since he was kicked out of his forever access to eternity. So don't let the enemy trick you out of your spot. Don't let the enemy trick you out of your forever access to eternity. I don't care what it's looking like. I don't care what it feels like, even in your personal life. I know the marriage may not feel good. It may not look good. I know the kids probably being wayward. I know the money ain't adding up. I know the math ain't mathing and the bills are behind. I know that everything seemed to be chaotic in your atmosphere. But if you could just hold on, if you can hold fast to your faith, if you can hold on to it, because your faith is going to keep your integrity intact. The Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please him. And in that facet, it's saying, if I don't have faith in God, then how can I do what's necessary to please him? If I don't maintain my faith in God, how can I walk in ways that are going to please him? If I don't maintain faith in God, why would I want to do something that's going to satisfy him? If I can't see myself doing what's necessary, if I can't see myself seeing that he's going to come through, then why would I want to set myself up? But I want to encourage you, continue to hold fast your faith. Through your faith is where your integrity lies. Through your faith is where your righteousness lies. Through your faith. Continue to have faith on today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. I bless you and I honor you and I magnify you, Father. I thank you, Lord God, for the work of Holy Spirit on this call on today, Father. I pray that, Lord God, there has been something that caused a quickening in the spirits of the ears that are listening, oh God, causing their faith to be stirred up in you again. Oh God, causing their hearts to be turned back into you again, oh God, causing their eyes to be open to you again, oh God, causing their minds to be enlightened into you again, oh God, causing them, Father God, for those who have came close to the edge, feel like there is no end to their situations, God. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for the message of Jesus Christ, for the reassurance of hope, Father God, that if we maintain holding on to our integrity, oh God, if we maintain walking upright before you, oh God, if we maintain our posture of humility, oh God, that we can still see the hand of God at work in our lives and even those that are connected to us, Father God, in every atmosphere that we set up day in and day out. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. May the power of the Lord continue to work, Father God, in the lives and in the ears of many, oh God, according to our faith, oh God. Let us not fall victim to the snares of the enemy, oh God, and I pray even now, Father God, and I declare that, Lord God, his tactics are rendered powerless, Father God, because you've given us a greater power and authority, oh God. You've given us a sound mind to maintain, Father God, walking in a place of uprightness, oh God, that is going to keep us and cover us like never before, Father, and is going to uphold us in your presence all the days of our life, oh God, even when you call us to transition into an eternal glory, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Thank y'all so much once again, and I am out. Y'all be blessed.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that word. It was definitely needed. I just spoke about Noah Friday on the prayer line that I was on. So we're definitely in the vein. What is going on, I say this all the time, it's time for us to stand up and take position in where we need to be. People are depending on us to get in a position that don't know the Lord. You were so on point this morning. Again, I thank you for coming on. Father God, I ask you to give back what your daughter gave out to your people this morning. Bless her tremendously from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Bless her husband, her children, her household. Right now, Lord, you know there's a need. You already know what to do. And she trusts in your word. And she knows everything will fall into place. I thank you for the woman of God for coming on here again. Bless her tremendously, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let the people know how they can contact you, woman of God. Let them know about your books, your upcoming event. Let them know how they can reach you, purchase your book, and what's coming up next month.
Amen. Amen. Yes, my name is Letha Hayes. For those that don't know me, you can reach me on social media. To all my women on here, I have a women's group that I spearhead called Encourage Her. The group is on Facebook, Encourage Her Revamped. It's called Encourage Her, Encouragehear Revamped. And in that group is a group of nothing but women. God has called me. God has chosen me to be a leader, to guide, to counsel, to encourage, to pour in, and to cater to women who have dealt with all kind of trauma, frustrations throughout life, even women who don't understand their identity, women who are wanting to be restored in their Christ-identified identity in God. Also, I do have a book out on Amazon, and I am in the process of preparing to release more books. But the book I have is a devotional. It's called I Am. It is a devotional. It's 30 days. The first 7 days is strategically given, and then the next 21 days is where you get into the Word of God, study it yourself, and speak life over yourself. It's an affirmation, devotional and affirmation book for women. I also am a co-author in a book called Bibles, Business and Bibles, Women's for Business and Bibles, where it's women who have businesses, entrepreneurship, but also need to maintain drawing their strength from being in the Word. I have a section in there called self-care, because we have to maintain understanding that self-care is the best care. If we are no good for ourselves, how can we be good for anyone else? But I also do annual women's conferences, and I have a gathering coming up June the 12th in Texas. And it is always free. I do it annually for free, and it caters to the hearts of women to bring courage back into them, to give them a refueling. It's June 11th this year, 2022, June 11th in Bowman, Texas. You can also find that flyer on my page on Facebook. I also have Instagram. My Instagram is Daughter Letha Hayes. You can find me on any one of those two platforms for now. I'm also in the beginning of my podcast that you can find on Spotify and Anchor. I also do a podcast under Letha Hayes. So those are ways that you can reach me. Those are ways that you can stay connected to me. And once again, I just thank you. It's definitely an honor to just be on here. Thank you, Pastor Kashima. I love you so much, and I just bless God for the opportunity.
Amen. And if you guys didn't catch that, text me, 832-519-7646. I will definitely give you the information about the book, the conference, the podcast, even the women's ministry on Facebook. Please, I'm telling you, get connected with people that will push you to your destiny, that will push you. It's birthing time. These midwives are prepared to help you to get where you need. Even if you don't know, you heard the woman of God, she can help you find your identity. Remember, iron sharpens iron. There's no big I in family. We're here to encourage, inspire you, and uplift you. We're going to go to a musical break, and you guys, hold on.
It's my friend. Miss Faith Evans, y'all, please. Come on, y'all can do better than Chicago.
Amen. Amen. The overcomer scripture is Romans 10:9. It states, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9 states, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. All God wants is a yes. He is not concerned about what you did last night nor this morning. He's always been right there with you. You turned your back on him. He never turned his back on you. He's not forceful. He wants you to come to him. Remember, he loves you. This is no judgment zone. All you just put your hands up and say, here I am, Lord. I surrender. I need you. Say it with an open heart and an open mind and give your life to Christ. Now, if you give your life to Christ, welcome. It's not going to be easy. Remember, from Genesis and Revelation, it does not say it's going to be easy. But it did say, walk by faith and not by sight. Not your regular eyes, your spiritual eyes. And God will guide you in the right direction. I'm going to leave you with three keys. Get you a Bible, read it's King James, the NIV, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. Ready to go visit, online, find your church home. You're welcome to come join us at Our House International on first and third Sundays at Staybridge Hotel on the Beltway in Aldine, Westville in Houston, Texas. Three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but that they are living the word. It's a big difference. They must line up with what they're saying. Again, get your Bible. Two, find your church home. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is preaching and walking the same thing. Now, remember, we have the blessed all. This is not miracle water, soap on a rope, or miracle handkerchief. It's blessed all. And it's not the all. It's your faith that enlightens it. If you need, you can reach us at 832-519-7646. Or you can message us on Facebook at Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook. Also, if you want to be connected to a prophet of saints, let me know. I will definitely connect you to the woman of God. Remember, you can reach me at 832-519-7646 or Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com or Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook. Remember, we're here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. Let us help you get that push that you need. It's birthing time. The midwives and the mid-men, I say this for the men, are here. If you want it, if you need help, if you need guidance, if you need prayer, let us know. You guys have a blessed, phenomenal day. Know that God loves you and that we are here.